97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome in. Listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy that you are here with us this morning. A little bit of a chilly day out there. I just to get ready to go on the air here, and I hear Carl say, nope, no Facebook. No Facebook again today.
Nope, but maybe by the end of the week.
I got lots of people trying to convince me we shouldn't even go back to Facebook. That you need to move away from Facebook. We've been on Rumble now for a couple of weeks, and we're getting good feedback there. It really, to be honest with you, as a streaming platform, is preferable to us to be on a Rumble because we don't, like when we're on Facebook, we have to mute the music, or they ban us from Facebook for allegedly playing music we don't have rights to play, even though we're a commercial broadcast station and we have every right to play it. So it's a little bit of a hassle to even take the show live on Facebook.
Now with our new Carl board, Middleman? Mark.
What's that?
Now with our new brand new control board.
Oh, something's changed since they banned us on Facebook?
Yes, I can take out this channel and they'll never hear music.
Ah, nice. Well, then there you go. According to Zuckerberg, I have 2 days left on my... Must have been a 30-day ban, I'm guessing. So we think maybe Thursday morning, and if not Friday morning, we should be able to put the show back up live on Facebook.
Have you learned your lesson, Mark Cox?
I have not learned my lesson.
Would you like to say sorry to Zuckerberg and all the people of Fascist Book?
I would not. I did not do anything wrong. I will go to my grave. I'll stand my ground on that one.
Yeah, you and a bunch of other people who have also been banned. I mean, what a joke. I wonder how many people have been in Facebook jail over the last, well, really since Biden took office.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's when it really ramped up.
It really ramped up, and that's par for the course these days. Carl, is my computer up over here on the new board?
Let's see if it works.
Let's see.
Go yourself.
Yeah.
Is that clear?
That was for Mark Zuckerberg this morning.
By the way, did you see Tucker Carlson? And I don't know if you pulled this sound, but Tucker was talking to Elon, and he's like, What's going to happen if Kamala wins? And he basically said that, like, I'm screwed. Because he's been so outspoken about her.
If you go to Cut 11, I think that might be the soundbite that Kim St. Ange is talking about, Carl Middleman.
It is.
Yeah, hold on. Listen, wait for it.
If he loses, I'm
It does seem that way. You can't just be like,
I'm like... How long do you think my prison sentence is going to be? Will I see my children? I don't know.
Because it's not like you can say, well, yeah, I maxed out to him, but, you know, I get... You
were I have no plausible deniability. No, and I've been trashing Kamala nonstop.
Oh, I know!
the Kamala puppet, I call it, you know. The machine that the Kamala puppet represents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really is kind of screwed.
He is kind of screwed. If Trump was to lose, and I don't think he's going to, but if he was to lose, they're going to come down hard. He will be the king of misinformation if Trump loses.
4 weeks from today.
Woo.
I cannot say this enough. I know I said it in headlines. Let me reiterate. Tomorrow is the last day to register to vote. My gosh, if you were not registered, go. Go in Missouri and register to vote.
If you're watching on Rumble or X this morning, I'm going to hold something up that you need to see. I can't even hold it far enough away from the camera. Do you see this, Kim?
I do.
That is this happens to be the sample ballot for St. Louis County. This was sent to my mother this week. This is the sample ballot for St. Louis County. There must be 45 issues on here. Now, a lot of them are judges over here at the end, but regardless, you've got all those state amendments. You've got several St. Louis County propositions on here. You have the president, obviously the statewide races. It's a lot. It's a lot to just walk into the voting booth having never seen this. If you get this in the mail from St. Louis County, Jefferson County, St. Charles County, Lincoln County, wherever you happen to be, take a moment to read it. Don't just throw it in the garbage. And then after you read it, if you have questions, go download the voter guide, the Mark Cox Morning Show voter guide. It's up on our website at 971talk.com. It's pinned to the top of the page of the feed there, so it doesn't go away. Once you go to that page, you will see my voter guide is one of the first two or three stories there, and you could look it over and compare it with your thoughts on some of these issues. Now, I couldn't cover every single proposition in every single county locally. There's just too many of them. But I covered the statewide amendments. So at least you'll be informed on those before you walk into the booth. And then I give you my thoughts on, obviously, the statewide and House and Senate races as well. Hopefully you know where I stand on the presidential race. But anyway, to Kim's point, tomorrow is the deadline if you haven't registered to vote. They still need, Rick Stream told me yesterday, they still need Republican volunteer, poll volunteers for the county. And I'm sure that's probably the case in other counties as well. So go volunteer. I mean, you make money, you get paid to do it, and you got a month left. So go get that several hours of training and go work the polls, because they could certainly use more representation out there for sure. All right, we got lots of stuff to get to for you today. We're gonna talk. Hopefully, a little bit later, we're gonna get some bonus griff. Did you know that, Kim?
Bonus Griff is always a great thing.
We have a Bonus Griff this morning, and he's in Swannanoa, North Carolina, where I watched an interview last night with some folks that Hannity had on, and it was stunning to hear these four men that they rounded up down there in Carolinas asking one question: where's FEMA? They weren't making it up. These are people whose communities have been destroyed. There was a mayor. There was other people talking about their family members who hadn't heard from a single person with the federal government. And the FEMA director and the people at the White House will look you in the eye and tell you you are a liar spreading misinformation if you say that. It was powerful. And I'm going to play some of it for you a little bit later. And hopefully we can check in with Griff, who's on the ground down there as well. Enough of this stuff. Somebody's got to challenge it. Somebody's got to challenge it, and hopefully we can help do that. We're also going to talk about the latest polls, because, as Kim mentioned, one month out from the biggest, most important, groundbreaking election that will decide the future of this country. So that's all coming up for you. But right now, Carl Middleman, if you would get to our top stories, that'd be great. That.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Nobody's done more for the Jewish people than I have. Nobody's done more for Israel as a president, maybe beyond being a president, if you want to know the truth. I should get 100% of the vote.
He should. He won't, for some strange reason. But there you have it, talking on the anniversary of the terrorist attack on Israel.
Small businesses are part of the backbone of America's economy.
But pardon me, Madam Vice President. The question was, how are you going to pay for it?
Give kudos where kudos are due. Bill Whitaker acted like a journalist yesterday, and he didn't let her back away from her silly word salad answers. He didn't let her get away with it. He kept pushing her, even asking Tim Walz some great questions, too.
You have to separate what people are saying. They'll say, well, there's a bucket of money in FEMA that's gone to illegal aliens, and that's somehow separate than the bucket of money that should by right go to American citizens.
Yeah, thank you. J.D. Vance pointing out the difference. I told you this yesterday. This whole question of whether FEMA gave money to illegal aliens, it's not a question of if. They did, but they're trying to play semantics with you and claim that it was out of a different budget and not the budget for hurricane relief. What is FEMA there for?
You know, I think part of why Kamala is getting so much support is that if Trump wins, that Epstein client list is going to become public.
Yeah. Elon Musk bringing up things that you might not have have thought about with this election.
He makes a good point, because in my mind, I'm thinking, why would a billionaire who I would have to guess is very business savvy to get to that point, right, that level of success, why of all people would they be supporting a candidate like Kamala Harris, who kind of pegs them to be the terrible ones who she says don't pay their fair share in taxes?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're limousine liberals.
Well,
they don't care. If they have to pay an extra $100,000 in taxes under a Harris administration, they've got the money to spend. what it shouldn't be the billionaires, and you asked the right question, it shouldn't be the billionaires who are concerned. It should be everyday Americans, because what they've also promised to do is cancel the Trump tax cuts, which will affect everybody below $400,000 a year. They claim they won't raise taxes on people under $400,000 a year. That's a lie. If they cancel the Trump tax cuts or let them expire, they're going to raise taxes on everybody.
Well, we have to be able to pay for all the student loans that the Biden administration has set out to cancel.
And they're going to try again. He's going to try again to cancel student loan debt. He's been smacked down by the courts multiple times, but they will lie and say and do anything to get elected. That is the truth. All right, let's get to our national anthem, Carl. I have talked too long. Who
yes.
we got today?
So today, Mark, as Kim said in the sports, is the Blues opener in Seattle today. That game's at 3:30 on because ESPN's doing a triple hitter. And so the anthem singer for the Blues this year, who's going to do every single game at home, is Prashard Owens, and this is him from Saturday night.
Nice.
Over these days, since Hurricane Helene devastated your home, has anybody been here to help you? Because this is the big question. Sean just played a clip of President Biden saying that you all are getting everything you need.
What is FEMA?
Right.
I mean, literally, what is FEMA? So my daughter, whose house got completely wiped out, she has no flood insurance, meets with a FEMA person, applies for everything she gets, doesn't get the $750 that Kamala says that she's supposed to get, gets approved for $300 for personal items. What is that going to do? That's literally what she got. Her entire first floor is wiped out. We hauled everything off. It's gone. So what is FEMA? And being a mayor...
So they didn't even give her the full $750.
They didn't even give her $750. Denied the $750.
They gave her $300.
They gave her $300. That wouldn't cover what's in the refrigerator.
That's one of the four men they interviewed last night on Hannity in Swannanoa, North Carolina. Griff Jenkins is down there this morning, and we're hoping to get a live report from him coming up just a little bit later. But, I mean, honestly, what is FEMA? Is the answer to her question.
How did they decide that she would only qualify for $300 versus $750?
I don't even...
a tiered system? Like, oh, well, you only lost the first floor of your home, so you only qualify for $300. Had you lost both stories of your home and it was wiped away, then you get the full $750.
Yeah. And their argument is that's just an initial payment. There's plenty of money there. I mean, this whole interchange yesterday with Corinne Jean-Pierre and Peter Ducey was... eye-opening. They caught her in a lie. She knows it's a lie. The American people can see through this. There are two different pots of money. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. I mean, people can see what's going on here. Yes, there was a separate pot of money for that they spent on illegals because they declared the border problem an emergency, which allowed the Federal Emergency Management Agency to go in there and start spending money on illegals. So that money could have been used for American citizens during disasters, which is what we perceive FEMA's job is. But they didn't do that. They wasted it on illegal aliens who are not citizens of this country. They're flat out lying about it. And Corinne Jean-Pierre did not like being caught in that lie in any way, shape, or form. Go to Cut 14, Carl, please.
The administration has money to send to Lebanon without Congress coming back. But Congress does have to come back to approve money to send to people in North Carolina. Do I have that right?
Here's what I'm going to be very clear about. The president and the vice president has had a robust whole of government response to this. Hundreds of millions of dollars. I said it at the top, more than $200 million that we have directly put towards survivors here for disaster help. And that's because of this president's commitment to make sure that we are there for communities that are impacted.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Let me be clear. Who does that remind you of? Barack Obama. Let me be clear.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that you try to lie to the American people. We know exactly what's going on. When you want the money for Ukraine or Lebanon or some non-U.S. citizen, you can find it. And when American citizens are suffering, you play dumb. When nobody's buying that stuff. We're going to get to Kim on a Whim when we come back. Stay tuned.
Kim on a Whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Well, I think it's safe to say you've reached a new level of desperation when you're a candidate for the president of the United States, when you have to turn to porn stars to campaign for you. Are you aware of this new campaign that Kamala Harris has now... I don't know if Kamala Harris reached out to these porn stars and said, could you advocate for me? But what I will tell you is that a lot of these porn stars, there's about 20 of them or so, who have taken part in this new digital ad campaign that's being called Hands Off My Porn.
Oh, my God.
It's a $100,000 campaign, and I don't know who's paying for that. And it's going to appear on these adult content websites, specifically in the swing states. So Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada.
Do they really? Who? They clearly don't care that that's going to turn off a lot of people. Pun intended.
But that was good, Mark.
Thank you.
Well, it's funny that you say that because it's very obvious that men are leaning right? It's the women who tend to be more liberal and the men. And I've listened to Charlie Kirk talk about this when he goes to these different college university campuses and he talks to the students. He says, gosh, what I've really noticed is a lot of these younger men are leaning more conservative. And it's the young women in particular who are very left. And I think a lot of it, if I had to guess, would be because of abortion. Right. That's the big topic. So that's what's funny is this is not going to do it. These porn stars are going to be warning people about the potential outcomes of Project 2025, which Trump has said you can choose to believe him or not. I guess I do that. He did not write this.
It
was
the
Heritage Foundation that put this together. And I agree with Project 2025, but Trump believes it goes too far. I found one of these videos that's going to be airing as part of this Hands Off My Porn campaign. Listen.
I'm Holly Randall, and I've been working in the adult industry for over 25 years. I need to address the threat of Project 2025.
Oh, my God.
Over 140 Trump appointees got together and wrote a roadmap for his next term in office and decided that one of their top priorities is to outlaw pornography. The only thing that outlawing porn will do is drive it underground, and that's when things get dangerous. So visit handsoffmyporn.com. Learn the facts, listen to women, and vote.
And I did go visit handsoffmyporn.com. In fact, I'm on it right now, and I checked it out last night, and you should just go read it yourself. Can I quote what it says?
Please.
While there are a lot of jerk-offs in Washington, D.C., the ones you should worry about are the right-wing conservatives working to end the porn industry. They claim that if Trump gets in office, they're going to do away with everything and throw all the people, these adult actors and actresses, in prison. That's what they're claiming. It goes on to say, even the current Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, is on the anti-porn bandwagon. How dare he? How dare he be against porn? He and his son proudly monitor each other's porn intake as, quote, accountability buddies. There's a lot more. You should go read this. It's ridiculous.
I am the master of my domain. That's a Seinfeld reference, by the way. Did she just say listen to women? I could be wrong about this, but aren't women generally viewed as the victims of porn, whether they're involved in it, selling their bodies on TV or on a TV screen, on film, on recording, digital, to have sex in front of everyone, or they're dragged into it because they're addicted to drugs and they need the money, or it's prostitution, or whatever the case you may want to call it, aren't the women usually considered the victims of pornography? And she's saying, listen to the women?
I would probably say that. That was emphasized in that Call Her Daddy podcast interview that Kamala did with the host Alex Cooper.
Yes.
She has millions of followers. And, you know, you raised an interesting question. She's like, well, does she think that's going to appeal to men when they're doing these ads for the porn websites? Because everything Kamala says is against men. Listen to part of this clip where they're talking on this Call Her Daddy podcast.
I want to take a moment, mm-hmm. and can we try mm-hmm. to think of any law that gives the government the power to make a decision.
I know what you're going to ask.
About a man's body.
Let's no.
No. No, no, no. You know, a lot of people were commenting on that, and they said, do you remember there was a thing called the draft?
Oh, I do.
Hmm.
That would be committing your body and your life to the government?
Right, and I understand that's not in effect right now, but it has been for many years.
Well, for the longest time, when men turned 18, they had to go register for selective service. Do women have to do that now? I can't remember.
Well, if we're equal, right?
Well, it's I don't know the answer to that. I have a daughter who will be turning 18 in a year and a half. A year, I should say. I wonder if she has to go register when she turns 18.
Definitely not. I don't. It's just funny to me. I'm like, you wonder why men are not a big fan of you, Kamala Harris. And this is among many reasons why they would not be a big fan of you. It's the men who are terrible, and it's, you know, the patriarch. It's all the things that you hear liberals talk about. I cannot believe she's resorted to porn stars. Again, maybe I shouldn't put this on Kamala. Maybe I'm going to put this on that industry. I don't know how this was set up. I have no idea if her campaign had any sort of communication with them, or if this was set up just completely independent of what she's doing. The point is, she went on a sex podcast, and now porn stars are advocating for a presidential candidate. Look, just like let that soak into your brain here for a second.
Yeah.
Kamala wants to call out Trump for all of these things, and yet that's what she's doing. There's no perfect candidate. There's no perfect person aside from Jesus. So like, stop with this nonsense of, well, he did this. Well, she did that. Well, she did. Well, everyone has flaws, okay? I have flaws. Everybody has flaws. Like, you.
But now the Harris campaign, the Democrat campaign, is a campaign of fear.
Yes.
They need to create a straw man argument that, ooh, Project 2025, bad. If Trump gets elected, this is what he would do. Here's a headline for you. Donald Trump is not a conservative. If a true conservative got elected president, they may very well embrace and try to institute a lot of the ideas that are in Project 225. And good, because those are things conservatives believe in. Trump doesn't have interest in most of those. A lot of them, he doesn't. He agrees with you on a key ones like abortion, but there are other things there that he could care less about. So this is not a good argument for you. If Trump gets elected, we're going to get locked up. I heard Michael Cohen say that. Trump's going to use the military to round up his opponents. Why is Michael Cohen even a legitimate interview anymore?
Mm-hmm.
He's nuts.
Yeah, watching Kamala's 60 Minutes interview, it was very frustrating because she loves to talk about how Trump's a liar. And even on the Call Her Daddy podcast, you know, Trump's a liar and blah, blah, blah. And then she says things like, if Trump's elected, he's going to sign a national abortion ban. He's, even though I disagree with Trump on that, I wish he would.
He said that he
has been so clear that he would not. He's not going to do anything with Medicare. All these things that she wants to sit there and claim that he's going to do to scare people into voting for her. It, to me, that's a problem, because now people aren't even educated on the actual difference between the two candidates. And you're just voting for Kamala because you're terrified of another Trump presidency.
Yeah. I still have a good answer for you on the selective service case, but I did Google it here, and you're going to love this one. Frequently asked questions on the selective service website, and I can't believe this is very frequent, but they put it on here anyway. I'm a transgender non-binary person. Am I required to register? Selective service bases the registration requirement on the gender assigned at birth. Not on your gender identity.
Yeah, I don't
so
get
if
to
you're
just say
born
I,
male
you
and you
have to register.
Changed your gender to female, you're still required to register. Individuals who are born female and change their gender to male are not required to register.
Well, because otherwise, if I'm 17, I'm just going to say, you know what? I feel like a woman all of a sudden if I'm a guy. You know, I don't think I'd want to have to sign up for that. Yeah.
So the answer is you still don't have to sign up if you're a woman. You do if you're a man.
By the way, going back to the whole trans thing, it's talking about how all these porn stars are worried about the future of their industry if Trump gets in office. And here's an article on Mashable that talks about how these performers are not alone in their fears. Nearly 89% of adult content creators are concerned about cultural and political attacks on the adult industry. It says concern among trans performers, 93%, creators of color, 94%, and gay and lesbian creators, 100%, were the highest. Why do they even have to break that down? Like, just why? What about the furry creators? Have we left them out?
Oh, did they not mention
the
furries?
They did not, and that's offensive. Wow. I'm going to speak on behalf of the furry creators and say equity, they should be included in this study.
It doesn't matter what kind of furry you are. If you're a male furry and you were born that way, you have to register for the draft.
Non-binary, trans, furry.
You have to make the ultimate sacrifice for your country based on your gender.
Country first, right? That's what Joe Biden did.
Food for thought, Kim St. Ange. I love it. All right. We're going to be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Sort of gets at a problem for Kamala Harris's campaign. Just 28% of Americans think the U.S. is on the right track. And I want you to put that into perspective, right? When does the average, when the incumbent party loses the election, look at that. It's just 25%. That looks a heck of a lot like that 28%, right, that currently think the country is on the right track. When the White House party wins, i.e. Kamala Harris's party, the Democrats, 42% on average think that the country is on the right track. This 25% looks a lot more like this 28%. It doesn't look anything like this 42%. This, to me, is a bad sign for Kamala Harris's campaign. The bottom line is it looks a lot more like a loser than it does like a winner when it comes to the country being on the right track.
Wow, that's CNN out there yesterday. I think they're slowly trying to prepare people for what the mainstream media does not want to talk about right now. I have people in my life, I won't name names, who are nattering nabobs of negativity, who feel like things just aren't going well. And I've got all of these friends who are, extreme lefties, and they're all having chats for Kamala and, white men for Kamala. And they're having all these online, they keep directing people to all these online things, or urging donations. And Kamala's raising a lot of money. She's got a lot of rich friends. She was not raised in a middle class family, despite all of her talk. She was raised by a tenured professor. You know what kind of money tenured professors make, and a mother who was a medical professional. She rubbed shoulders with a lot of rich people and was pretty well off herself growing up. So number one, don't listen to the lies. Number two, Donald Trump is polling much better than he did in 2016 and better than he did in 2020. Not just nationally, but in these swing states. Now, these swing states oversampled Democrats, and Donald Trump was supposed to lose some of these states by 5 or 6 points last time around, and he lost them by a half a point to Joe Biden. The polls would have told you he would have lost Pennsylvania by 5 points to Joe Biden, and he lost by a half a point. So you need to understand what's going on here. If they tell you the race is tied in Pennsylvania, it's not tied. Donald Trump might be up 4 or 5%. And they can claim they've tweaked that this year, but there are a group of people who will not express their true feelings to these pollsters. The pollsters either aren't reaching them, number one, or they're not telling the truth when they do reach them.
Or they just say, I'm not participating in this because they're like, I don't trust anyone with any sort of information about me.
Right. And I'll be honest with you. That CBS interview yesterday was a train wreck for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. I pulled a bunch of clips from it this morning, and I'm going to play them for you as we go throughout the show today, because I think it's important for you to hear it. When a real journalist, Bill Whitaker, did a good job yesterday, you got to give him credit when they do it, following up on some of this, and he basically told Tim Walz, you lied on China. Well, I'm a little bit of a knucklehead. Well, you could call yourself a knucklehead, or people could look at you and say, well, if he's that big of a knucklehead, why should I vote for him? Why should I ever believe anything you say? Because if you're not telling me the truth, you'll just chuckle and say you're a knucklehead. I'd say you're a chucklehead. And Whitaker called him out on it. Not in those exact words, but he called him out on it. Well, my people that know me know I tell the truth all the time. Well, American people don't know you, and you flat out lied in that debate the other night. So we'll get to more of that for you coming up. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.